From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. U.S. Special Operations Forces have rescued two people held hostage in Somalia since October. One is a Dane, one an American. Officials say nine pirates died in the raid. NPR's Scott Horsley says President Obama is commenting on the operation that recovered U.S. foreign aid worker Jessica Buchanan.
President Obama said in a statement that he authorized the rescue operation on Monday, and that he couldn't be prouder of the Special Operations Forces who carried out the rescue. The president said he spoke last night by telephone with Jessica Buchanan's father and told him that he's grateful that she'll soon be reunited with her family. The president also said that the United States will not tolerate the abduction of its people and will spare no effort to secure the safety of its citizens.
That's NPR's Scott Horsley. President Obama talks about the economy today at businesses in Iowa and Arizona after a State of the Union address in which he calls for a more balanced economy with opportunity for all Americans and sensible tax policies that don't reward businesses for exporting jobs.
Right now, companies get tax breaks for moving jobs and profits overseas. Meanwhile, companies that choose to stay in America get hit with one of the highest tax rates in the world. It makes no sense. And everyone knows it.
Republicans trying to paint Mr. Obama as an anti-jobs president include Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels with the Republican response to last night's address.
If we fail to shift to a pro-jobs, pro-growth economic policy, there'll never be enough public revenue to pay for our safety net, national security, or whatever size government we decide to have.
Daniels claims the president's policies of government investment to keep the economy from stalling or sinking into depression have not worked. He says they've made things worse, and he criticizes a growing deficit. In his address, the president downplayed at least one area where Democrats and Republicans are likely to clash repeatedly for the rest of the campaign year. As NPR's Julie Ravner reports, the parties have very different plans for the future of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
President Obama made it sound like he was ready to deal on the big picture issue of entitlement reform. In the speech, he noted that during last summer's budget negotiations, he was ready to make major changes, particularly to Medicare. But he stressed he has one important bottom line.
So long as those programs remain a guarantee of security for seniors.
Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels, however, in the Republican response to the president's address, made clear Republicans may not agree to that. He said Republicans may want to end universal coverage for Medicare and Social Security for the wealthy in order to preserve those programs for everyone else. Julie Ravner, NPR News, Washington.
Stock markets in Asia were up today, investors staying calm in the face of a possible debt default by Greece. This is NPR News. A Marine charged for his role in the killing of civilians in Iraq has been demoted, but he's receiving no jail time. Allison St. John of member station KPBS reports on the case of Staff Sergeant Frank Wooderich.
Wooderich is reduced to the rank of private, but escaped the 3-month jail term recommended for pleading guilty to dereliction of duty. He accepted responsibility for the death of 24 unarmed civilians in Haditha as his squad reacted to a bomb that killed one Marine. 10 women and children died in the homes the Marines stormed to clear the area. Wooderich is the last of 8 Marines charged in the long-running criminal case. 7 others have already had their cases dismissed or been acquitted. For NPR News, I'm Allison St. John in San Diego.
New research suggests that chemicals called PFCs, now found everywhere on Earth, can weaken a child's immune system. Here's NPR's John Hamilton.
PFCs are used to make things like nonstick pans and stain-resistant fabrics. And because they persist for many years in the environment, they are now found in people around the world, and even in polar bears. Researchers have shown that PFCs can impair the immune system of animals, so a team of researchers decided to see if children were being affected too. They studied nearly 600 kids from the Faroe Islands, and they found that children with relatively high levels of PFCs in their blood had less robust immune responses to vaccines for tetanus and diphtheria. Companies in the U.S. have phased out some PFCs, and levels in people here are falling. But in some developing nations, PFC use is still on the rise. The new study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. John Hamilton, NPR News.
I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.